We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Monday, July the 10th, 2017, and we are living in Brevard County, Florida, and we can say God is good. And so, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and I spend some time with you here on WMIE 91.5, Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 10 and 5 o'clock of an evening right here on WMIE, WWBC 1510 AM. At 10:30 of a morning, and we count it a privilege to be able to spend this time with you, and hope that you consider it a blessing from the Lord that we get to study the Word together. And we are going to be in Galatians chapter 5 once again today. We are looking through this progressive relationship, different steps of development in our relationship and understanding the Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit. And so that's what we are going to be looking into today. I do want to say thank you to Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 632-9538, 321-632-9538. And if you could use any help with your air conditioning, your heat, your electric, anything that you have need of in those areas, they are here in Brevard County, based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout the county. Dennis and Carla and their team do a great job, and they've done great work for me, and they will do great work for you. And so if they can be a blessing, write this number down. Some of you might have them as your air conditioning providers, but you might have an antiquated phone number. And so I always like to tell you to write these numbers down so that you need them, so that if you need them in future, you won't have to go looking for it. And the phone number is 321-632-9538, 632-9538. And they can get you fixed up and running. They've done great work for us at the church as well as for me personally. And they will do a great job for you. 321-632-9538. We do want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. They help offset some of the costs of bringing you the Refresh radio broadcast. We're coming up on 4 years of spending Monday through Friday with you. You won't hear many duplicate programs on the archived aspects of life. You happen to go to WMIEFM.com, you will only hear some duplicates basically around Thanksgiving, around Good Friday, and around Christmas to New Year's. Outside of that, it is pretty much a new broadcast. Very rarely do we play just recorded messages that are edited down. I just don't have that sort of technological capability. So most of the time these are new broadcasts, but there are, you know, it's not a free endeavor, and the sponsors that we have, they help offset a little bit of that cost. But if this program is a blessing to you, and you are led of the Lord to make a donation from time to time, I will tell you that this ministry operates at a cash flow negative situation. It is not a money making. If anybody ever tells you that people are in the ministry just to make money, you need to understand that while it may be true for a few, it is not true for most. Most of the pastors that I have encountered through the years do it because they love God, they love people, and they want to see people be all that they can be. And so if you the Spirit of the Lord leads you and you'd like to make a donation, you can mark Refresh on the check and mail it to 165 North Grove Street, or you could go online. We have a smartphone presence. We have a website presence, and you can make online donations through any of those formats, and just mark refresh in the memo, and that will get to the radio program. So anyway, we're going to get back to Galatians chapter 5 today. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16. We're going to read verses 16 through 26 again. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So we have been talking about walking in the Spirit, and then we transitioned into being led by the Spirit or driven by the Holy Spirit. You see, everybody is driven by something. Some people are driven by fame. Some people are driven by wealth. Some people are driven by power. Some people are driven by a cause. Some people are driven or led by their carnal nature. We as believers are to be driven by the Spirit of God. One of my favorite, there was a movie that was called Driven. I believe Sylvester Stallone was actually in that movie. I did not see the movie. To the best of my recollection, I didn't see it. But before that movie had come out, I had just done a sermon called Driven. And I was like, man, why didn't they come out with that film right before I did that? I would have been glad to use that type of logo for my sermon series. And there are some people who are driven by education. There are some people who are driven by philanthropy. But we need to be driven by the Spirit of God. When I was doing my research, I came across a passage in the Old Testament, and it was where Elisha had sent his servant to anoint Jehu king over Israel. And after Jehu was anointed, he unlike David, went out and decided that now was the time, and he began to his ascension to the throne right then and there. It was a coup against the reigning government. And as he was approaching the city, they sent out a messenger and inquired as to the purpose of what they were coming for, and that person didn't return. So they sent another one, and the king said, who is it? And it says something like this: I don't know who it is, but he drives like Jehu. And I got all excited about that, because even though he was so far away, they could not tell who he was, they were able to identify him by his driving, by his driven nature. Now, he wasn't driving a sports car the way that we drive. He was driving a chariot with horses and things like that, but he was getting the his driving was recognizable. The things of how he operated his life revealed who he was. So when I was in Tulsa, I was in Tulsa just for a few days, celebrating my parents' anniversary. We spent some time in Springfield, Missouri, and then we spent some time in Tulsa. And the morning that I was to fly back, now my parents had been gone for a little over a week. It was the growth season. And since I had been there the last time, my father had got a new mower. They have a larger than average piece of land out in the country, and this mower was one of the high tech mowers where it's got a zero turn radius and got a pretty good sized deck, and you don't have a steering wheel. You've got two handles. One tells the left side of the vehicle to go forward and how fast, and or it can go backwards, and the other one tells the right side. And he said, "Well, get on it and give it a spin." And I tell you, it being in that vehicle after having only driven riding mowers and riding or automobiles, being in that type of mower, it took some getting used to. You had to, there was a learning curve. You had to figure it out. And we live in a fallen world where everybody is driven the way that they've always been driven, and that is by their carnal nature. And now we come into the kingdom of God, and the Holy Spirit says, "I want to lead, I want to drive." And it is a different paradigm than what we have operated in before. And it may take you a while. There may be a learning curve involved. I was riding with my daughter right after I got back from Oklahoma. We were riding back from the Apopka area, and I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat, and she started laughing because I was over there trying to find the brake. I was trying to control things from the past. You see, even though I wasn't in control of the vehicle, there was part of my nature that says, "Man, if I was in control of this, I'd be hitting the brake right now." And you and I, there may be times when the Holy Spirit is hitting the brake and our carnal nature is saying, "I'd be hitting the accelerator." And I want you to know the Holy Spirit would be right. There may be other times where the Holy Spirit is wanting to hit the accelerator and we're wanting to hit the brake. And I want you to know that in those instances that the Holy Spirit is right. In fact, there every instance the Holy Spirit is right. He will never lead you astray. He will never lead you in an erroneous manner. We would be well advised, as Jesus said, "It is expedient for you that I go away so that the Holy Spirit would come." It would be in our best interest as an individual. It would be in our best interest as a family. It would be in our best interest as a church or a business or a country to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. And so that's what I would advise you. You see, it says here in verse number 6, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the Holy Spirit is never going to lead you, as we talked about on Friday's program. He's never going to lead you into temptation, and he's never going to lead you to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Anytime you and I begin to manifest the works of the flesh, we are going to find that it is not the Spirit of God leading us. It is our carnal nature that is leading us. And so we need the Spirit of God. We touched on this a little bit at the end of our program on Thursday, but it says in verse number 19, now the works of the flesh are evident. Do you realize that the grace of God is supposed to be evident in our lives? There should be enough manifest evidence that you and I do not have to convince people of the grace of God, that it is on demonstration in our lives. But it says that the works of the flesh are manifest. That's what it, or are evident. Okay? The works of the flesh are evident. So if you are driven by your carnal nature, there's going to be evidence there. It's going to be clear. You can deceive yourself and pretend like it doesn't exist, like a toddler or like a juvenile. You know, when, you know, you were a kid and you got scared, you'd pull the covers up over your head, or you would close your eyes to where you couldn't see what was going on in the room, and you would deceive yourself into thinking that just because you couldn't see that no one else could see you. But the reality is, if we close our eyes to the evidence of whether or not we are being led by the carnal nature or whether we're being led by the Spirit, the evidence is still going to be there. It'll be there. It'll be evident to God. It'll be evident to the devil. It'll be evident to everyone around. And if we deceive ourselves, if we lie to ourselves, if we close our eyes and just pretend that it doesn't exist, the evidence still will not go away. There's only one way to remove evidence from the evidence locker of eternity, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is only one way to make sure that we are not exacerbating the problem or magnifying the problem of abundant evidence, and that is to be led by the Spirit and not by our carnal nature. It is a war. It is a war. Isn't it interesting that Balaam could not pronounce a curse upon the children of Israel? Every time he tried, it failed. But the one time that they were successful wasn't because of the words that came out of Balaam's mouth, but it was because they were able to entice the children of Israel into worshiping the Baal of Peor, P-E-O-R, and it involved the works of the flesh that are manifest here. So let me look at this. It's going to say adultery and fornication and uncleanness and lewdness. Okay? So it starts off there. And so the works of the flesh will manifest in the area of our sexuality. I tell people this: if there's a problem with your spiritual life, it is going to show up eventually in your sexual life. I find it very interesting now that after several decades of the world telling us that there was a love revolution that was going on, and they were going to redefine all of the terms, the archaic terms that the Bible describes, all of those things were going away. Now sociologists of a secular nature, celebrities, are now coming out and saying, look, all of that stuff that I embraced that the world told me was okay, that brought nothing but problems into my life. It brought dysfunction into my life. It destroyed areas of my life. It was evident. Now I am telling you, I'm living evidence that the works of the flesh lead to problems. And so you and I, we don't want that. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, because he is going to lead us into healthy relationships. It is going to manifest, you know, our sexuality will manifest in New Testament covenant love manifestation. I would say biblical, but there are some people who don't understand the way to interpret the Bible, and so they would want to go all the way back. And so I want to put it to you this way. New Testament, monogamous, man and woman, covenant sexuality with God at the core of those relationships, that is the way that the Spirit of the Lord will lead you into that situation. And they can do all sorts of gymnastics, scriptural gymnastics to try and explain it away, but that is the core of what the Spirit of the Lord would lead you and I into. It goes on and it begins to describe that there would be some spiritual issues. There would be idolatry and sorcery, things like that. Those where, listen, people are body, soul, and spirit. And if there is a void in the spiritual aspect of our makeup, the devil will be more than glad to step in and fill in. I am dumbfounded at all of the interest in negative or demonic spiritual sources. There is so much emphasis on witchcraft. There is so much interest in idolatry, and you know I say this all the time. Idolatry is defined in the New Testament as greed. So money can be an idol in your life. Anything that displaces God. And sorcery, they don't want to walk in obedience to the word of God where is power, but instead they want to try and manipulate through some sort of incantations. And listen, I'm thankful that God's not going to lead it. And listen, I had a guy one time that tried to convince me that there was this individual from history that was a prophet. And it was like, no, he wasn't. Why do I say that? Because the evidence wasn't there. Listen, if it draws attention to you, it's not good. If it draws attention to God, it is good. And so we want to make sure that the Spirit of the Lord leads us in our physical aspect, but also in our spiritual aspect. It goes on and describes some other aspects, some emotional. Listen to these emotions: hatred, contentions, jealousy. I'm just going to put it this way: angry, selfish, dissension. There's envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries. Those are all sorts of emotional issues that are manifesting, and God's Spirit is not going to lead you into any of those areas. If you've got an alcohol problem, I want you to know that's not the Spirit of God. He does not want you to be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but He wants you to be filled with the Spirit. He wants you and I to be led by the Spirit. He's not going to lead you to a place where you are going to be compromised emotionally or intellectually. The Spirit of God is going to lead you to a place where you can function and you can function well. And so hatred is not in the heart of God. God is love. He's not going to do that. God is not into contentions and strife and jealousy amongst one another. He's not into all of that. Listen, a house divided against itself cannot stand. That scripture was said by Jesus. Jesus is never wrong. And right now, I want you to know that with all of the political strife and contentions and divisions and discord that is going on in America, that the devil's plan is not for Republicans to win and Democrats to lose, and his plan is not for the Democrats to win and the Republicans to lose. The devil's plan is to keep everybody driven by their carnal nature to such an extent that America falls. I'm just going to let that sink in. Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And so the Spirit of God will work. And listen, If we're going to be exalted, we need to be a righteous nation. We need to allow the Spirit of God to lead us. And so there are too many people who are driven by their political persuasions instead of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And so please don't tell me that you are driven by the Word of God when you are interested in killing babies. Okay, I'm sorry. God, Jesus is life. It says that children are an inheritance from the Lord. So I'm just going to put it out there to you. We can have discussions on a lot of issues, but we've got to realize that the Word, it's not my definition, it's God's definition. And so if you want fewer emotional issues, You and I are going to be led by the Spirit of God, and He's going to give us healthy, godly relationships and emotions that we can deal with. And it goes on and talks about the corrupt teachings of the Word. One of the things that's mentioned right there in verse number 20 is that the works of the flesh are going to manifest in heresies. There are generally two problems where people fall into error when it comes to Jesus. One is either they tend to deny His deity or they deny His humanity. Either way, they sell out Jesus' true identity, you know, where He is the Son of Man and He's the Son of God. The Son of God, and He's the Son of Mary. He knows. He's able to relate to both of us. You see, He is the perfect mediator because He is God and He is man. He is able to mediate on both of our behalf. And so I just want to tell you today that if there is somebody that they start teaching things that does not line up with the Word of God, then plug your ears. Cut yourself off from that source. I don't care how popular the person is on television. If they start spouting spiritual mumbo jumbo that doesn't line up with the Word of God, they're just wrong. They're just wrong. And so I want to hold true to the Word of God. And the Spirit of the Lord is never going to lead you into spiritual error. He is the Spirit of truth. Jesus says that the Spirit of God will guide you into all truth. And so you don't want heresy in your life. And if there is, change it. Get rid of it. Repent of it. And embrace the Word of God. You'll be blessed for it. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise You with adequate words, but You leave me speechless. And I so long to sing You the song You deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move Your heart, I bring You something new, I tell how great You are, I tell my praise to You.
Yes.